There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Fat, I've got an issue with my cat, and I need to get it sorted out. So we will speak to Dr. Chris Brown directly.
Yes, no baths for you, Jimmy boy, but I'll see you found something that makes me look bad.
I have. Can't wait to talk about it. Old Topics Brayshaw's coming up soon as well. Mm. Next, we chat to Adelaide captain, Mad Mates, Rosa Sloan.
Our next guest is the Crows' inspirational captain, kicking big goals.
Now a chance for Sloan. Sloan around the body. Is it a goal? Yes!
And delivering monster hits.
Sloan knocked him out. Rory Sloan's knocked danger out. Unbelievable hit.
And after he recovers from an ACL injury, we can't wait to see him back on the field.
Long inside 50, Sloan! Big Rosa!
Please welcome Mad Mates, Rory Sloan.
Lots of his mates are mad from Upway, Tacoma. Yeah. Good to speak to you, Rosa. It's been too long.
It has been too long. You're rubbing a bit of salt in the wounds with that intro. I mean, it just got me a bit fired up to play some footy again, but obviously not able to.
You must be missing it. Of course, you've got an ACL injury out for the year. You of all blokes would be missing it, I reckon.
Yeah, the rehab stuff I'm fine with. It's the worst part about it is when I walk out behind the boys, because I'm helping out a bit at the moment, so I walk out behind them all and watch them run out on the ground. That's probably where I get the most frustrated and flat and jealous and all the above emotions. It gets me that part. But then I also get that little tingle. It's like, all right, well, do your work properly and get yourself back, because I can't wait to have that feeling again.
How is the ACL?
Yeah, really good. The physio, the boys, I've got a great team that helped me, and they're really happy with how it's recovered and healing up. And it actually feels almost too good. I'm sort of walking around really well, and sometimes I feel like I could go for a jog and even surf, but then I start to move a bit quick, and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's still something wrong there. But no, it's coming along really well.
So that must be the really hard bit when it starts to feel like it's back to normal and you're still 8-10 months away from playing. Mentally, that must be hard.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't run yet too, so that's probably that's going to be once I start running, and I reckon there's a period around that six month mark that you start to feel really dangerously good. And that's, I mean, I'll just try and enjoy as much of the rehab, and I've got a couple of little goals and challenges to get fit and bigger and stronger than ever. So that's, hit those goals first and just make sure I'm right. And I mean, the best part is I'll be able to do most of the off season and pre-season with the team, which will make it fly as well.
Do you sit down and think, gee, what am I going to do when I retire? Does it make you feel like that? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's given me that time. It's also made me go, all right, that's something I never want to do really, is retire. So right. I've got it too good at the moment. That's sort of my attitude is like, all right, you've had 14 years, solid footy. I've got a whole year to have a rest and get ready and don't have the bash and crash with every game. So I'll be able to come back really fit and fresh and ready for next year. And that's just the goal at the moment, come back firing next year and then continue on this journey for as long as possible.
The role you're doing at the club, has that sort of led you to think that maybe when you finish, you'll go into coaching, or how have you found that?
No, I've just enjoyed a role on the bench really, just to, it just gives me a touch point for the players and be able to pass on my experience, I suppose, on field. It makes you just realise there's not much you can do from the bench or from the seats upstairs. It's about the work you do during the week. But coaching, I'm not sure yet. That's still one I'll explore over the coming weeks.
Oh, hey, I heard you're in Melbourne. Down, someone said they saw you at Red Hill Way. Didn't go back to Upway.
Missed Upway on the list at the moment. Mum and Dad are in between some houses, so had no base to take the boys. I went down, hired a house down at Red Hill, and just enjoyed a bit of farm and wine life really for a week. And everyone came to us, which was nice. But it didn't stop raining for the first few days, which was a little bit chilly.
It's a beautiful part of the world, by the way.
It is. It's a great part of the world. You got a few surf beaches on one side. You got some bay beaches. You got some good golf courses, good wineries. Yeah. It sort of ticks most boxes,
no.
Jim.
No, I know it well. It is a superb part of the world.
You used to live there.
I did. Flinders.
Lost
windy.
That. You lost that one, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Don't need to be reminded of everything that went missing.
There's a couple of my favourite waves I used to surf when I was younger down at Flinders, hugging the cliffs there.
That's it, with the big cannon up on the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big gunnery.
Big gunnery.
Yeah. Goofy foot.
Now, how are your team going?
What are they? They're 15th on the ladder, Jim. 4 wins, 8 losses. How are they travelling? We don't hear a lot about the Crows here.
Yeah, you might not have watched a heap of their games, and that's we've been playing some solid footy, but and I think it's just been in patches, really. So the aim for this second half is just to smooth out those patches and be much more consistent, because when we've played some good footy, we've matched it and beaten some really good teams, but just need to produce it more often, and that's our challenge with a bit of a younger group, is just to make sure we're consistent.
I don't mind it. I've actually seen a few of your games this year. We did one up at Ballarat, which was a great result for the club, obviously.
Yep.
And
yeah,
then
it was.
The recent one against a pretty disappointing West Coast. But I think, well, from the outside looking in, you're ahead of where I thought you were going to be. I think some of the young kids look really good, and it looks like the game plan's starting to hold up.
Yeah, and we've got some real clarity on how we want to play. And, yeah, the development of some of these young guys, which, again, it's another positive of myself and probably Cito being out injured, is some of these younger kids get some solid game time and development. So I've loved what Sammy Berry, Jackson Haitley have done, coming into the midfield and playing big midfield minutes and matching it with some of the best midfielders in the comp.
Roars of love to everyone over there, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you guys soon. See you guys.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Oh! And got sent a link.
Oh. Sent a link. You're going there.
I like when I get sent links to things. And this is from the West Australian newspaper today.
Today?
Yep. West Coast Eagles 1992 Grand Final Reunion.
Yes.
Player rankings for every Eagle on the ground in the win over Geelong.
Yes. Player rankings. Rankins. Yes, I'm just writing this down.
Is this the reunion that...
Well, that's not the one you attended as a member of the opposition team.
Well, you wouldn't believe what's on... Is this live?
Bill, you went to a reunion. No, that was 94.
I don't know when we're at, what day we're at, Jim, but I'm going to one this
Friday. Wednesday.
Oh, right. I'm going to one this Friday.
So it is. Well, it's the same reunion. Oh, no. You went to the 94 one as well.
It's 2022, so it's 30 years.
So Rabbits, they had a 94 reunion for when they beat Geelong, and Bill, as a beaten Geelong player, turned up to that.
I know.
Now they're having a 92, and he's turning up to that one as well.
And getting paid.
This is going to get mentioned on Saturday, I reckon.
You just cannot believe it, can you?
Like, I don't know if I will go.
Where's a man's pride?
In his back pocket.
Non-existent.
His back pocket.
Bill, Queensland won their first ever Sheffield Shield against us and rubbed our noses in it in the doing of it.
Yeah.
They could offer me $100,000 to turn up at their reunion and I wouldn't front up.
I'll go.
So anyway, I'm reading these, and of course Matera was given 9.
Outstanding.
Unanimous choice as the North Smith Medal winner.
Yes, exactly.
So you got 9. Glenn Jakovic, 7. Worsfold, 7. Don Pike, 6 for courage after being stretched off and coming back on and playing the rest of the game. So they're the sort of Guy McKenna, rebounded strongly off defence.
Oh, yeah.
Showed his usual poise and dash. Showed no signs of the hamstring problem. Threatened to keep him out of the game. So Brett Heady, 8.
Good.
So I'm reading all of these with interest until I get to this one.
Who?
And I can't script any of this. This is written in the thing.
In the thing.
Ashley McIntosh.
Yes.
8 out of 10 he was given. But I read the spiel underneath, which I love even more. Outstanding in defence, racking up a personal belting of Bill Brownless.
Belting.
Matched the Geelong forward comfortably in speed and strength.
Which he did, yes. I'll give him that, Jim. I'll give him that.
8 out of 10.
Oh, no.
Bill's direct opponent.
Jim.
In a personal belting of Bill Brownless.
Oh, yes, that's true. I didn't play. I thought I played all right in this game. It was 92 I was better, Jim. Or 94.
Yeah, so what happened in 92?
I kicked 3. Ablett only I kicked 3 also, but we were disappointing. There was a loss of connection between the midfield and the forwards.
Oh, no.
At best, hang on here, Jim. Hinkley, McGrath, Bairstow, Mansfield, Hocking, Brownless.
No, the best. It was a personal smashing.
No.
According to this.
That's what they're saying. It's a WA report, Jim.
The bloke you played on got 8 votes.
He was okay. Sumich was good. He kicked 6. What about Matera, 5 from the wing? Anyway, I'll catch up with me, mate, on Friday.
You were that bad, you're going to the opposition team's reunion.
You believe that?
Yes.
And getting paid.
I know. Yes,
Jim. You're getting paid to be laughed at.
Bloody over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
Fresh from chasing a pelican star of the living room, Dr. Chris Brown joins us.
We've seen our next guest risk his life looking after dangerous animals.
If he tries to stand up quickly, he could crush my hands.
But now on Channel 10's The Living Room, he's found a less deadly pastime, cleaning hacks.
The iron you should be using isn't in the laundry. It's in the kitchen.
Wow.
A pot of hot water.
Please welcome Dr. Chris Brown.
Here he is, Jimmy Boy from the living room. I tell you what, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. One of the main hosts there. He's actually made a goal to go for a swim every day.
I'm going to get to that in a
this
minute.
Winter.
That's an act of stupidity.
That is bloody stupid. And also, he's been chasing a pelican around. Please welcome Dr. Chris Brown. Now, why would you be chasing a pelican around, Christopher?
There is a lot to process, isn't there, out of that? Look, it's injured. It has a sore leg. And so, you know, logic says that you mindlessly follow it around a lake for 4 hours and then stand on the edge of the lake with some fish and then try to lure it in before sort of grabbing at its beak and trying to avoid the rather large hook that's on the end of it. So. Wow. That's my day. I don't know about you guys, if you can rival that in any way.
Chris, I'm looking at your socials here, and it's saying that you set yourself a goal to swim every day this winter.
Yep.
Now, I should know this, but I don't. Are you a resident of Melbourne, or are you Sydney, Brisbane?
I'm more north of the border. I'm more Sydney.
Well, that's more understandable.
It's more of a
you could
Sydney
not
thing.
Swim every day here in Melbourne.
No.
But I committed to this before I then travelled to New Zealand for work, which
you
know is I would hazard a guess is even colder than the beautiful waters of Port Phillip Bay. So
are you just getting wet, or are you actually swimming pace?
No, it's got to be full immersion, and there has to be freestyle, at least 50 meters of freestyle.
Oh.
So that's the rule. You can't just jump in and jump out and sort of like a, I was going to say human tea bag, but that kind of implies other things.
Yes.
But you can't go in and out.
Right.
You have to commit
old
to it. Old
tea bag
to
for Brownie.
You have to.
Come on,
brown
Chris.
Water. You could never sell a tea called brown tea, could you?
No.
It's not exactly an appetizing brew, that one.
Oh,
so, so that's the plan. I'm what are we? Like a couple of weeks in, and I'm teabagging happily across the winter. So
what?
So look out.
Hey, the living room, by the way, Fridays on 10
yes.
and 10 play from 7:30 p.m.
Logies this Sunday.
Logies, my God, you're just going to be up and down like a yo-yo. Most popular reality program, most outstanding reality program, most popular lifestyle program. Oh my goodness!
I fear I'll be in my seat for the majority of the evening. That's my assumption right now. So it's. You know, I Logies is just an opportunity for everyone to ask for free vet advice. That's people come to my table, they queue up. I answer a lot of obscure pet questions. Although you get a very good insight into people's family life when you do that. I had a former, I'm going to say former Logie winner, potentially a former gold Logie winner, tell me that he'd put Frontline on his kids. So, like a flea treatment on his kids, to get rid of hair lice.
Oh, how'd that go?
And it worked. I wouldn't recommend it.
It's hard to get rid of.
I thought you meant the show Frontline.
Yeah, Frontline.
I didn't sit down and watch it. I'm like, bloody hell.
Hey, Jim, you want to ask about your cat?
My Russian blue cat's 9, Chris, and it's now I've got a cat flap so it can get outside whenever it wants, but all it ever does is poo in the bath. It does our head in.
It would. How many? So one cat.
One cat. It's got easy access to the outside, and instead of doing its business out there, it's decided to turn on the bath.
any litter trays in the
yes,
house?
Yes, got a litter tray as well as the cat flap. So I've looked after the bloody. It's magnificent cat. Keisha, its name is Brownie. I think we've spoken about her before, but the poo in the bath is not working for us,
especially when you don't clean it.
That can be an interesting little sign, that one. So, I mean, look, obviously make sure the litter tray is kept reasonably clean and you're changing it over regularly. Because they're very clean and they don't like, even though the cat is pooing in the bath, they are very clean. And they don't like to sort of poo over their own business already. Right. So that's part of it. But the thing about a bath is, did you have regular baths in the JB house?
Virtually never have a bath, no. It's just an... almost an ornament within our bathroom.
Does the bath get cleaned though regularly?
Yes, it does get cleaned regularly.
Yeah, okay. So ammonia that is in sort of a lot of those bathroom cleaners is one of the ingredients in urine, in cat urine, and it smells very similar. So your cat, I would say, feels like another cat is coming in and peeing in your bath.
Yeah, so she's doubling down with a poo.
Yes.
So she's basically topping that. And because cats are very territorial and she's going, well, I'm not having that. Wow. And so this will send a clear message. And that's why that's why she's going in.
Bloody hell.
There you go, Jim. I can beat your pee. I'm going to. And Rosemary had one. Her cat's got an ass like Satin.
Satan.
Well, it does have a ring around it.
There we are. Bang. I love it. Chrissy, anyway. Good luck at the Logies. You won't need our luck. You're going to go beautifully. And, of course, be watching The Living Room from 7:30 p.m. Fridays on Channel 10. Always great chatting.
Look, as long as you're getting the lady from the dog park to come and collect that poo from the park, everyone's going to be happy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Oh, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable. What's hit you in the head unusual?
Oh, no.
Well, in my case, in the face.
What happened?
Well, Bill, I'm doing some cleaning at home.
At home?
Yep. And the implement I was cleaning with broke in my hand.
Dunny brush.
Bill.
Yes?
It broke in my hand.
What was it?
And the head of it flew off the handle and hit me in the mush.
What was it, Jim?
Don't really want to say.
I'll tell you.
Bill, I was cleaning.
You're cleaning the dunny. It was a dunny brush, and the dunny brush hit you in the head.
In the face. It flew, the handle broke, and I don't know how it happened.
Did it have any?
But the head of the dunny brush
it
flew off the handle into my head. Hit me in the face.
Left any, like...
Well, I don't know. If there were any particles. Bill, I don't know if there were.
So you got hit in the head by a
dunny brush while I'm cleaning the toilet.
Did you have a shower?
Bill, it wasn't a good scenario.
I wish I'd just been.
So Gary joins us in Heidelberg, Bill.
Hello, Gazza.
Hello, skinny and fat. How's it going? And rabbits, how are you going tonight?
Good. What hit you in the face? Unusual.
So I remember I was about, grade 5 or 6. We went to a school camp.
Yep.
And this cowboy was teaching us how to crack a whip.
Yep.
So I cracked it the first time, no worries. He's like, oh, you're pretty good at this. Show us in front of the whole class. Ooh. So, you know, feeling pretty confident, got in front of the whole class, cracked it, the whole thing wrapped around my face.
Oh, no.
That's a big bloody mark, and everyone's laughing at me, and I wanted to go home early. I didn't want to be there anymore.
Wrapped around his face.
That would have hurt, I reckon.
Yeah.
He cracked a whip.
A whip. The cowboy whip.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Stay with us. I like that. Clint's in Hawthorne.
Oh, no. Hello, Clint.
How are we?
Happy birthday, Clint. what have you been hit in the face with unusual?
A kookaburra, Bill.
No, like a bird.
The actual bird, a kookaburra.
How'd that happen?
Well, I just was hacking away at Beacons Hill Golf Course a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And afterwards got myself a nice bag of hot chips. And the lady said, just watch the beware sign there. And I just took no notice of it, sat down with my three mates. And as I went to take a chip, a kookaburra came out of nowhere and cleaned me up, headbutted me straight in the lip.
They're big, solid birds too, your kookaburra.
No laughing matter, Jim. There it is. Righto, Raps. A very Australia, aren't it? Yeah. That would have hurt, Clint.
Yeah, a little bit of claret, Bill, but I've got a big bump, so it's all good.
Jeez, that's good.
Kookaburra's
interesting. Damien in Ballarat. Damo.
Hey, JB, Billy.
How are you, Damo?
Yeah, well, I'm excellent, Billy.
Good. What hit you in the face? Unusual.
A dirty big huntsman spider.
Oh, no. How?
No. I was laying in bed asleep and something woke me as it, and as I opened my eyes, I couldn't see out of my left eye, so I've swiped at it with my hand and I heard it hit the blind, so I've turned the light on.
No.
And saw him sitting there on the floor.
No. Oh, no, that's not
That's
working.
What we all dream about, nightmare stuff, that. Mm.
Well, at least it was on my face, not in my mouth or something, I suppose.
Couldn't see out of his eye, Bill. It was that big.
And he hit it.
That's it.
I've had a dream about that, but then it wasn't there. I think it was just a dream.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Nothing.
So stay on the line, Damo. Yeah. As Whittlesey.
Old Nectar.
Old Nectar's out there.
Is that your nickname, Nectar?
No, it's actually my name, but it's shortened, that's all.
What, from Nectarine?
Nectarios, fat.
Yeah, not Nectarine, I don't reckon.
What's Nectarios? What's that?
I'm Greek. I'm not a fruit.
Yeah. He's not Nectarine.
I've
Bill.
Never heard of Nectarios. I've never spoke to a Nectar.
Righto, so Nectar. Good on you. From what Winch? Hit you in the face unusual?
Well, quite a few years ago, boys, we ended up going down to the Melbourne Zoo.
Yep.
And I think the gorilla must have been bored that day and pooed in his hands and decided to give it a good old flick into the crowd, and I was the unfortunate one who copped it right in the face. And it didn't taste any good, boys, and
I'll tell you what,
it tasted nothing like the Chiquito either. That was in the what was that movie again?
Caddyshack in the pool.
Yeah, Caddyshack. Right. It tasted nothing like that. Tasted nothing like that Chiquito, I'll tell you what.
They do that, the gorillas, genius.
Ended up in your mouth, the gorilla poo.
They do it at the zoo. That's You've seen it?
Anyone else, rabbits?
No, yeah, we got Mark from Clyde.
Marco.
Hey, you going, fat, JB?
Good, Mark.
What hit you in the face unusual, Marco?
I was doing a bit of spring cleaning, and I was cleaning out the old ensuite cupboard.
Yeah.
And I pulled down a blanket and... a toy of the adult kind rolled down and almost took my eye out.
Oh, no. He got hit in the face with an adult toy. Bill?
The plug kind.
Oh. And you kept it, Margo?
Oh, yeah, it was good misses. Yeah.
Of the plug kind, do you reckon?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here?
He said...
Spandae Ballet.
Spandae.
So I go.
And we are joined by the legendary Brent Boomer Harvey.
Our next guest has played the most games in AFL history. He's a premiership player, four-time All-Australian, and now he's a member of the Australian Football Hall of Fame.
Mark's on the wing, and look at Boomer. Sprint inside, forward 50. Mark's 40 out. Goes and delivers a beauty. He is all-class, the little champ.
Please welcome Brent Boomer Harvey.
Straight in he went, little Boom Boom, and so he bloody well should. Premiership player, as you just heard, captain of the great club for a long time. A four-time All-Australian, five-time Sid Barker medalist, one of the all-time greats to have played for any club, let alone the Kangaroos. And Boom Boom, congratulations on last night. Richly deserved.
Thanks, boys. It was an absolute ripper night. One of the better functions I've been to put on by the AFL. And a special night because the family was there to join in and share that moment with me as well. So it was beautiful.
Well done, Boomer. Fantastic. And you nearly were going to go to Fitzroy at the early days.
Yeah, I did, Bill. I got a phone call the night before the draft. And, the old Roy boys, they said, if you're still there, I think it was around pick 30-odd, and they said, if you're still there, we're going to pick you up. And I was like, okay, well, if I don't get drafted anywhere else before that, I'm going to Fitzroy. And they didn't read my name out, which was a great result because, the Kangas swooped and it was nice.
47, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Pick 47. And also, they were one of the clubs that actually hadn't spoken to you. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I think I spoke to 8 or 10 clubs leading into the draft, and the Kangas weren't one of them. So back in the day, I just thought, well, I'm definitely not going to get picked up by the Kangas. Yeah. So every time it was their pick, I just tuned out and didn't even worry about it. And in the pick 47, they took a little bit longer. I think there was a little bit of debate about it and all the jockey talk and all that sort of stuff. I couldn't be happier, Bill, that they read my name out with pick 47.
You wandered into the joint at a pretty incredible time too. 1996, premiership year, of course, the great Dennis Pagan, the coach. What did Pago do when he first looked you up and down?
Yeah, well, Pago gave me a test first up, I reckon, because he rang me on the 15 minutes after the draft and said, we've got training tomorrow at the tan, or you don't have to come if you don't want. You can just come on Monday. But I reckon it was a wise decision to turn up at the tan at 8:30 the next morning. So one of Dennis's little tests, I reckon. I was playing some decent footy in the twos that year, actually, and he just wouldn't play me. But, you know, I can see why now. I was 64 kilos back then. I would have got absolutely thrown from pillar to post. So I think my old mate Dennis was looking after me for a little bit there too.
And didn't you say last night if you did play a couple of games early, you might have played 500?
Yeah, I did say he could have played me early and I might have got a few more games out. But that was a bit of tongue-in-cheek. I know he looked after me a treat and he wouldn't put me in a dangerous position, my old mate.
So you're drafted 168 centimetres. What are you now?
Massive, mate. I've grown 4 centimetres, so 172.
And 64 kilos?
Yeah, I'm up to my playing weight was 75 kilos, so put on about 11 kilos over those 20 years.
I remember vividly wandering into the gym at one stage when Boom had the restriction bands on his ankles and 40 chin-ups in a row. What were you ripping out at that stage?
No, mate, the boys give me a bit of flack because for pound, because I was so light, I ended up being the strongest at the club. But the boys reckon I had little limbs.
They were quite yes.
My bench press was only going a quarter of the distance of everybody else's because my arms were so short. So the boys gave me a little bit of flack about that. But no, I had my own in the gym. It was good. I loved it. We always had little competitions. Michael Ferrito, these type of guys who threw their weight around on the footy field. But Bill, I always had him covered in the gym, mate.
Had him covered everywhere.
And still playing, if you don't mind. Oh, no. And you played with your brother Shane and your son Cooper, yeah?
Yeah, we did last year. Cooper was 16. Yeah, it was last year. So he was 16 last year and managed to come down and he had a weekend off footy. So we threw him in the deep end with the big guys. But it was awesome for, I mean, it was great for mum and dad as well because they come to watch every game with me and my brother. And Cooper got to join in that. So Cooper played with his uncle played with his nephew. You know, there was all little combinations there. So it was... I got to play with my son and my brother in the same game, and it's something I won't forget. It was awesome.
And a little bird tells me, Boom, that there's a father-son on the horizon potentially with Coop.
Oh, you know, he goes all right. He's up at Assumption College, Bill, your old stomping ground.
Perfect. Yeah, so, who's coaching there now, Boom?
Barry Prendergast.
Prendergast, that's right. Yeah,
he's up there. Went up and watched him a couple of times. And he's done well. He's had a really good year. He's actually just broke his arm. He's got a couple more weeks to miss, and then he'll get straight back into it.
Oh, and apparently you didn't tell the old man you were getting inducted because he's got a big mouth. He said this last night, so he couldn't tell the old. By the way, who's still playing cricket, the old man, isn't
that's
he?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's turned 70 this year, so he has to give it away soon, I'm sure. But
70, still playing cricket.
Yeah, he rolls the arm over. So you know what? He actually still does all right too. He gets his 2 or 3 foot bowling these little teapot leg spinners. I couldn't tell him, Bill, because he has got a big mouth. He goes to the pub every day and goes down to the football club. And I'll tell you, if I told my dad, the whole of Preston and the northern suburbs would have known about it. And I wanted to try to keep it pretty quiet.
All right. Richly deserved, mate. You can go to that function for the rest of your life. And as I say, hold your head up amongst all of that company. Been one of the ornaments to the game and a superstar. Well done, little Boom.
Thanks, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No. I'm not.
Are you fluent in piano? I don't understand quite how this has happened.
What?
But Kate Bush,
yes,
who was back in our day, back in the 80s, with Babushka.
That's it. That was
and,
her best song.
Wuthering Heights.
Mm-hmm.
But this song, hit it for me, rabbits. Is the most streamed song on the planet and charting worldwide at number one.
Yeah.
And she recorded it back in the mid-80s.
1985, Jim, 37 years ago. It's called Running Up That Hill.
Yes.
And you know why? It's on, and we haven't seen this show, but it's on Stranger Things that you have seen.
Mm.
So tell us, why is it on Stranger Things?
No,
and what is Stranger
Things? Stranger Things is a science fiction show on Netflix. It's massively popular. It's probably the number one downloaded show on Netflix at the moment.
Righto.
And that song plays a big part in the new season. I can't say anything about it because, you know, we'll give a couple of spoilers away.
So 1985, Jim. Kate Bush is now 63 years of age. She knocked off Harry Styles. Harry's been given the lemonade sauce off number one. And now Kate's there. It's number one also in New Zealand.
Oh, no.
Jim. It's also number one in Switzerland.
What is this?
And also number one, Jim, in
Swingers.
No!
Yes, it is.
Come on.
It is, Jim.
Yeebers, beer, horn, beer, skirt.
Mut, mut, mut.
Sweden, Jim, number one there. Number one. It's from 1985, the song.
Well, she was a sexy minx too back in the
back
day.
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. She was.
Susie Quattro. Yeah,
well, that's a bit earlier, Bill, but same sort of thing.
Blondie?
No, I loved Kate Bush. So
it was 80s.
That is what's happening with her. But old things are coming back.
Like what?
Well, like Sweet Child of Mine. I saw the shorts to the new Thor.
Thor.
Your Thor.
No.
Bill. Sweet Child of Mine, which of course has the guitar lick from heaven.
Guns N' Roses.
Appetite for Destruction. So that's back in the 80s.
Did I tell you I met Mrs. Thor the other night?
Mrs. Thor?
Friday night.
I wouldn't go with that.
Chris's mum.
What?
I met Chris's mum. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh. How good. There it is. Released on Appetite for Destruction, Jim, in 1987, I reckon.
Yes. You're just reading the same page I am.
Yeah, that race is put together.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tell you what is back. Film cameras. You know, we actually, some of the kids that are listening to this now would have no idea what a camera is because they've all got their phones. But remember cameras?
Yes.
So the film.
I remember cameras?
The film cameras where you got to go to Kodak and get a new film, they're back. They are back, Jim.
My much better halves. Father is a photographer, has been for hundreds of years, among other things, Georgie Boy. And he said to me that you've basically got to spend $2,000 plus
on what?
To get a camera that's better than the one you get in your phone.
Oh, fair dinkum. That's why we're not doing
so
that.
So the film it will be a novelty, but it's extraordinary what's happened in photography. So
Rosemary sent through Top Gun, but I think that's Top Gun, by the way.
That's from the 80s. And that brilliant the new one is just superb.
Top Gun.
Have you seen it yet?
No. I might go tomorrow night.
Not going with the bride?
No, I just.
Oh.
Gold class.
Go there with.
Four tickets?
No. I'm having Joey turn up.
Someone told me that the DeLorean.
Now,
I can't believe
what
this.
Is the DeLorean?
Sports car, Back to the Future. You made a time machine out of a DeLorean.
So that's a DeLorean.
Bill, and it was the worst car ever made as far as it they just fell apart.
To drive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they reckon that's coming back.
Wow.
Crocs are back.
No.
Remember the Force used to wear Crocs into the footy show?
I don't think they ever went.
No, I think they did.
They've always
but
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades?
Rolling blades.
I wrote it down here. I don't know what it is.
Rolling blades.
Oh, no.
What is it? Rolling blade rollers.
Flip them around.
Rolling blade.
Oh, no. I can't believe
what is the DeLorean?
Sports car, Back to the Future. You made a time machine out of a DeLorean.
So that's a DeLorean.
Bill, and it was the worst car ever made as far as they just fell apart.
To drive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So they reckon that's coming back.
Wow.
Crocs are back.
No.
Remember the Force used to wear Crocs into the footy show?
I don't think they ever went.
No, I think they did.
They've always
but
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades?
Rolling blades.
I wrote it down here. I don't know what it is.
Rolling blades.
Oh, no.
What is it? Rolling blade rollers.
Flip them around.
Rolling blade.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies.
Oh, yes.
Fire up. Tiny little furry marsupials.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Super Mole, Rosie Walton.
What do we got, Hose?
That's you, Rose.
Yesterday.
What?
You ate a donut and it went all over your face.
It didn't. There was a little bit. Oh, I saw this on the socials. Unfair.
Oh, misrepresenting you.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it?
It's a little bit there.
Still there. Andrew James Bro 1 commented saying, it must be hard to find something so small on something so big.
Yes.
Nice. Not bad.
Like it.
M. Watson said, I'd be more worried about what's on Rabs' face. Hashtag bit ginge. Hashtag yuck.
Oh, ginge.
Yeah, it's got a bit of red about it.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's disappointing.
The story.
Thank you, Bill.
Shave it off.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
The story.
It's not great with it off, though, is it?
He's got the mumps.
Let's be honest. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't, rabbit.
Come on, Dan.
Same. Now, the story responses are interesting, though.
Yes.
DT Harkins wrote, bin juice.
Mm. Bin juice.
Bins.
Yeah,
bins.
Oh, no, I gathered okay, that. Yeah. Yeah,
thanks
that.
For playing along. Jack Monaco, though, wrote, now this is asking for trouble because he wrote, what's on Bill's face?
Oh,
and
no,
it was a little speck.
No.
And Jack, you're correct. I can't read out one more comment.
No, you would not be able to.
Of like 35 comments, none of them are broadcastable.
No. Oh, no. What like? Just
no.
Go
no.
down a line.
No. Nope.
Not doing any of that.
Go down a rabbit hole.
No.
Just, none of that.
Off air.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
But you've sort of got form with Ewan.
Ewan?
You and having things on your face.
Mm.
Rabs?
How are you just looking at Bill and seeing that he's just drawn ink all over?
I saw that actually. I didn't want to say it, but
Mason Cox.
He's just got a great
like a pen exploded in his face.
Blue bit of pen down his nose.
Is that Coxie?
Yep.
What were you doing, Bill? You draw a line on your own nose.
No, I don't think I did.
There's video of it.
Is there?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, show me the video and then I'll comment. But that was Mason
Cox. It's on our
Cox.
Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Triple M Rush Hour Facebook.
What do you reckon I sit here and just paint my nose?
Yeah, you
well,
did.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. How long ago was that?
2018.
Wow, so too far.
Not
ago.
That long
well,
ago.
Well, can I take you back to last year? You and James used to visit my studio when I was in the afternoons to promote what was happening on the 6 o'clock version of this show. And you came in and you had a dirty big texter mark.
You did.
A round texter
on
mark just above your boob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I had a. It's a long story. I'm not telling you. Actually.
Okay, so I'll tell it. He had a hole in his jumper that he thought he'd fill
jumper.
In
with
Texter, which ended up on his T-shirt. Yeah. And Bernie Vince noticed.
A bit of an issue with a jumper today, I hear.
No, Daisy, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, a bit of a hole in the jumper, and you decided to colour it in with a Texter, did you?
What is he doing? Seriously.
What about when you take the jumper off? You're going to have a black dot on it, you dickhead. Oh.
I've got a blue
what
dot.
What is wrong with you?
Not only that, Hose, when the jumper moved, the white dot was visible instantly
funny
anyway.
Funny about that.
Yeah.
But he wore the T-shirt recently.
Oh, no, and
still
it's still
had the
got...
Oh, really?
I've washed it.
Also, why did you call Bernie Daisy?
Yeah,
well, Daisy was there too. I think there was a few in the room.
No,
that
only...
was a Saturday rub crowd.
No, only Bernie.
Yes.
And Daisy's not on the Saturday rub.
He wasn't on it anyway.
That's true. I don't know why I called him Daisy. But it was a nice blue jumper. I got a blue texter and I thought I was clever until it went through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it also went through to my skin, by the way.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
Triple M. Oh, now. What? Idiot file time.
No, Jim.
No, Matty, we slide out every day past his booth, and every now and then he's got a bigger smile on his face than normal, and I can tell that he's putting an idiot file together, and I say to him, how much? Mm. And he goes... 10, 20, 30 can go as long as you want.
No, he does not, Jim.
That's what he says.
No.
And this one could have gone forever, but
he's
condensed it down to 5 minutes of Bin's finest.
Poor old Bin's.
Yeah, old Bin's.
You know, I take it personally.
Your own stuff ups?
Yeah. I take them personally. Because they're mine.
All we do is replay what you actually say on air.
But it affects and brings me down sometimes, Jim.
How?
Just get down. Oh, because I'm not that dumb.
It's funny. It brings you down. It gets us up. Have a listen.
Too good of a jab was our man Haney.
Yeah.
Haney. Heine.
Haney.
Haney.
It was just pretty jabs. Comprehensive.
Definitely
from,
not Heine.
No.
Disappointing United, weren't they, the way they exited this year?
That was a while ago.
Well, the jump jumpers, or whatever they're called. What are they called?
The jump jumpers.
The jump jockers, or whatever they are.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. Plus MasterChef's chock, Zonfrella.
Zonfrillo.
Shut up, Rabs.
What's at number three, Coco?
There's Laura. Still here, I see. Right.
What's that got to do with anything?
She's the mouthpiece.
Oh, my God.
Roaming Brian. Craig Drummond, very happy with me. Said, good on you, Bill. That's comradeship. They're right there in the room.
Comradeship?
But Wales defeated Ukraine in the qualifier. It's been 64 years and before they've qualified, Jim. So 64 years since they've qualified.
Yeah.
And Xavier Cherry has signed on at North Melbourne.
No.
What's his name?
Tristan.
Tristan who?
Cherry.
Not Xavier.
Plays
for Wales, Jim. And the Aussies had a good win in the cricket in Colombia.
Easy win.
No, not Colombia. Colombo. Now, golf, Jim. Tiger Woods says he's not going to play in the US Open next week.
Yes.
Put out a little sentence here. What do you call it? Today, Jim, you'll like this. It's wet, wet, wet keyboard. Neil Mitchell's 57th birthday.
Just the keyboard or the player?
Keyboard player's 57th birthday, Jim.
Yes.
And Judson Clark. Judson.
Judson.
I don't reckon there's ever been a Judson.
No, never heard of one.
You sure it's Judson or Judson?
Is there a D or a T?
Just a D. Judson.
So Judson.
It's Judson.
Yeah,
just,
right.
Well, there's never been a Judson either. And they're looking for a head coach down there. Mm. Adam Griffith was their coach. Just Griffith, not Griffiths. So he was their coach. So they're looking for a head coach there. Yes. But the punter will be there. Head of strategy.
Adam Griffith. Called him.
I know.
I don't know how many Fs are in that. That was about six.
That's five or six.
Griffith.
Big game tonight, Jim. Thursday night footy. Triple M footy rocks. This will be good. The MCG at 7 o'clock.
He got halfway realising stuff.
Do you know there's only twice in the history of the 22-year-old history at Docklands venue, Jim?
God, what
only twice there's been less than 10,000 people at a game.
Now to an out-of-this-world phenomenon. Gee, I hate this word. Phenomenon.
Come on, that's easy to say.
We'll go on.
Phenomenon.
Oh, no.
No.
There we are.
Cameron Greg 93 says, "Hi, Rose, can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?"
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's, Anne. Oh, I knew it would be. I just knew it was going to be there.
Look, it's written down.
Ashburger's, Anne.
Where is it?
Ashburger's.
Oh, all right.
Next Thursday, the 16th of June, Richmond, Carlton on a Thursday night,
so that
Jim.
Will
now,
be
that's
big.
Exactly right. So there, we've just answered our own question.
Mm-hmm.
Just recyclable. Josh Frydenberg may be CEO of the AFL, Dame Elton.
Frydenberg.
Now, Josh Frydenberg, or Fryingberg, or what?
Fryingberg,
maybe. Anyway. Soccer, we're through to the World Cup, Jimmy boy. You said it off the top. We're going to Peru. And
no.
The World Cup's in Peru.
Qatar. No, it's in Qatar.
Doha.
Yes.
What's Peru got to do with it? They're just in Peru. They're going to Doha.
Oh,
get it
God.
Right. My joke is sponsored.
Surely you jest.
Surely not. No, that's yours. They've come for big. Oh, they've come for big. Come on. Cam Smith has urged the PGA Tour to bring an event to Australia, Jim. Well, I said the Wiggles put out a tribute to Andy Redmayne after
his they did a song.
Heroics.
Crocs are back.
No.
Remember the Force used to wear Crocs into the footy show?
I don't think they ever went.
No, I think they did.
They've always
but
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades?
Rolling blades.
I wrote it down here. I don't know what it is.
Rolling blades.
Oh, no.
What is it? Rolling blade rollers.
Flip them around.
Rolling blade. Roller blades, Jim.
Bill, what's wrong?
I thought that was good.
Did you?
Well presented. Got my message out there. Very good, Bill. Well done to you. I like that. Just Griffith.
Yeah. And Ashburger's.
Ashburger's. I had the GP there on the weekend, Jim. Oh, no. They did indeed.
Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the jokes being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's Joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Did you hear there was a kidnapping at the school today, Jim? It's okay. He woke up just before lunch. He was napping, kidnapping. Whitney likes it on the Zoom. Look at her. Look at old cat's bum. Fair dinkum. You've got to smile. Just embrace. Embrace.
That's appalling.
It's a good one, the old kidnapping.
No, it isn't.
Kidnapping. Shut up, Lucy's ringing me. Right, and another one for our friends.
I would have thought another one.
Total Tools. I am only familiar with 25 letters of the alphabet, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know why.
Oh, my God.
No. Rabs, you're laughing.
You cannot have
I just don't know why, Jim. See? Yep. Look at Wits. Silly Wits is at home laughing.
Yep. That is excrement.
Come on, Rabsy, for that's Total Tools.
No.
Yeah!
No.
They're two good ones.
Complete junk.
The CEO of Total Tools will go home and tell the kids two lovely jokes. Well done, Total Tools.
Sucked in, Brayshaw.
Not possible to laugh at any of that. That's just garbage. And Raps, shame on you.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
And you spell it.
L-I-S-T-N-R. I feel good.